That's about all we had here. And the tie lady woodpecker is she's about three times as big as a little redhead.
Any other kinds? Woodpecker?
Yeah, the ivory billbeast will be extinct. Don't have them anymore.
Uh-huh. Never been a any kind of people or anybody ever been compared to woodpeckers?
Kind of hard-headed people.
A derogatory term, like a pair of person of woodpeckers.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
You ever hear of peckerwood?
Yeah, peckerwood, yeah.
Yeah, who would get called that?
Woodpeckers, peckerwoods. Oh, no. It's kind of hard-headed people, but yeah, it wouldn't take much directions.
There's a black and white wild animal with a powerful smell. What would you call that?
That's a skunk.
Any other words?
Polecat.
Yeah? What would you use mostly? What would you
call it? They call them polecat, but down here, just talking polecat.
How'd you get rid of the smell?
It's practically impossible to move on with this. But, they claim you can bear your clothes if you get hit by them and they go over to them, so. But it's right hard to do.
You ever use tomato juice to get rid of them? We tried that once with my dog. It worked somewhat, but you had it. Basically, then the idea was the dog smelled from the skunk, and she smelled from tomato juice and skunk.
Yeah, Booger got tangled up with him somewhere one time.
Leave him outside.
Did they let him wear out while watching the time or two, but finally went away.
What would you call the kind of animals? Just a general catch-all phrase that would come in and raid hen roosts, right? Any name that would take care of that. Like I said, I'm going to get me some traps and stuff.
Oh, just type the hen house raiders.
Can you define any small animals that might eat on there? A general term for that small
animal? We got weasels and skunks. Uh-huh.
Do you use the term varmints?
Yeah, varmints, yeah. Varmints.
Talked about squirrels before. There's a kind of squirrel-like thing, but it doesn't climb trees. It's real small.
Probably a ground squirrel.
There's a... what's it look like? Can you describe it for me?
Oh, no. I bet it'd be something to mold down here. I thought maybe a ground squirrel. What about some of the gray squirrel? I don't know who have them that don't climb trees.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish could you get around here?
Fish?
Yeah.
Well, they got several kinds, and most of them are the crappie and the brim and the bass and the catfish. Then they got something called a sucker.
What's that?
It's kind of like a carp or a shad. You don't bite it, it kind of sucks. It's real bony. Gets them in the river. And some ponds have them. But some people don't like them good. And some people don't eat them.
What kind of fish we had last night?
That was a flounder. Mm-hmm. That was a saltwater fish.
And there were some other things we had too, could
you name them? Well, there's shrimp and oysters.
There's a animal some people eat, French food. Maybe you've had them. Sits around and croaks in marshes for a bit.
Oh, frogs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, frog legs. We used to go frogging.
How'd you do that?
Well, you get your light, you use a car light, have a headlight out of a car. Then one fellow told you to put a 6-volt battery. Then another fellow told you to gig, it took about 3 to go. And you shine the frog's eye and get him sticking.